Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to continue with case studies and in particular share the views on this issue of Serbian colleagues from the University of Novi Sad who investigated this issue and tried to find the most important challenges and problems and barriers in Serbia that needed to be withdrawn, needed to be overcome for further development of inland water transport and increasing the its modal share. the attention was put to the role of the policymakers in particular, and also the role of government, because some policies could have some negative influence on the development of inland water transport. So it was mentioned that a number of actions and measures could be taken to solve or at least diminish the impact of identified problems. Of course, it is not related only to the strategy issues, but the lack of integration and fragmentation of infrastructure, operational and technology issues were also considered as some of the obstacles. However, for the policymakers, the following proposals have been made in order to improve current situation in inland water transport. More incentives for safer, cheaper, and environmentally friendly inland waterway transport, reduction of port taxes and adjustment of the regulation with the IWT users and ship owners, enhancing the cooperation between ports and initiatives for offering the joint transport by more shippers and container operators in order to attract new cargo flows on inland water transport, increasing number of incentives which are aiming on improving the quality of services and promoting this transport mode, and also introducing the price list and subsisting fees by government for smaller loads. These proposals, these findings could be also relevant for today's discussion, and maybe delegates could share their views whether these proposals are relevant, in particular at the pan-European level, or for the member states of ECE.